Hi there, it is me, Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18, detailing all the cues you need to know for trade this Wednesday morning. It's been a good day yesterday for our markets, the frontline indices posting a gain of about 1%, and this was after a slow start that we saw. But however, that 100-point move that we saw on the Nifty yesterday was in essence undoing of the 103-point fall we saw in the previous trading session. So on Friday's close, when the Nifty was 10585, Monday, we closed at 10482, and yesterday we're back at 10582. This move on the Nifty is absolutely mirroring the sort of moves that we saw on the crude. On Friday, it was 69, then it moved higher to 72, and then yesterday too, it came to 69. The big trigger today will of course be the crude itself. We saw a 7% fall from there, and the Brent is right now at $66 per barrel. In a sense, it is now down 25% from its recent high of $86 per barrel. Add to that, for India, the added benefit is that despite the dollar index being at 97, the rupee did strengthen yesterday. And the rupee strengthened primarily on account of favorable macro data and a possible truce between the RBI and the government. Add to that, we had a lot of these financials move higher because the interconnectedness of crude currency and our macros was visible. But when the currency strengthens and global growth demand comes off, we see export-facing companies not doing too well. And pharmaceutical stocks, they underperformed yesterday. So Sun Pharma, Wockhardt and Aurobindo Pharma losing anywhere between 3 to 7%. The FIIs, they bought for 3 trading sessions in a row in the cash markets, but yesterday they went back to their selling ways. Nearly 495 crores pulled out of the Indian markets in cash, and the domestic institutional investors put in about 336 crores. Where does the Nifty go today? Well, it's absolutely in the middle of the 20-day moving average, which is at 10,385, and the 200-day moving average, which is at 10,760. Wherever it goes, we will keep an eye out on crude and currency. Those are the near-term triggers. And the longer-term triggers, of course, will be the fact that there are 5 state elections and the big general election. In terms of stocks that we have to watch out for today, it is the oil marketing companies, paints and aviation stocks who are likely to fly high in today's trading session on account of lower crude. And then we have Sun Pharmaceuticals. The revenues up for 4.3%. They were below expectations because of the US business that missed with a sales figure of $342 million. The street was working with $390 million. Tata Steel, the adjusted EBITDA came in higher by 60%, the reported EBITDA was higher by 89%, so once we adjusted for those one-offs, the results looked pretty much in line with what the street was working with. The net debt of 1.04 lakh crores is something that will keep a cause of concern on by the street. Glenmark, the results were above estimates, 14.5% revenue growth, led by most markets, US, India, rest of the world and Europe. The results of Jindal Steel were operationally good, backed by the India Steel business. The operating profit came in higher by 61% there. NMDC, the revenues were up 1%. The net profit went down by 28%. But the bigger thing will be what happens to the Donamalai mines. Ashok Leyland, poor numbers. The results were below expectations. And then we had the unexpected announcement of MD CEO Vinod Dasari resigning. Engineers India, the EBITDA margins came in at 13.2%. The CNBC TV 18 poll suggested 19%. Dilip Buildcon, the net profit was lower by 31% and the net debt moved higher by around 400 crores quarter on quarter. And then finally, we had Zee. The promoters announced that they will sell or divest up to 50% of their stake to a strategic partner. Promoters said they will sell stake to transform the company into a tech media company. Let's see how the street takes this, because on the one hand, you have the impending exit of promoters' stake. On the other, you have the sweetener of an open offer.